Yo, this is David Allen Greer, and you're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
It's Friday, and he is Jalen Anthony
Rowe. What up, though?
I remain David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The NBA will give the people what they want every day. We inch closer to a return of live NBA action. Looks like it's going to be in Orlando now. What's been up for discussion all week is the exact format of how they will resume in the bubble down in Florida. And the latest from Wendy is this.
So one of the things I've been hearing as I've talked to people in the league is the league is going to set up this playoff plan to make sure Zion Williamson is involved. And in this case, you know, there's a number of different reasons why the league would want to have 20 or 24 teams, a number of different reasons to get extra games. But most of those scenarios include making sure that, well, having Zion Williamson in the postseason.
Hold on. We're going to restructure the whole thing so we can get a rookie who's played like 25 games into the playoffs for Zion. We're going to restructure everything
that
for Zion?
Is not what he said. David Jacoby, just because you believe it should only be 16 teams and he intimated that it might be 24 teams, I've been telling you every day it's going to be 20 teams. And the bottom four squads, 7 through 10, in the West feature Luka, Ja, Dame, and Zion. Of course you want to have him.
You say this every day. You say this every day. We'll have 7 through 10 for play for 7 and 8 seed in the West. You name those four people every day. But one thing you forget is the entire city of Sacramento and the entire Sacramento Kings fan base, who is also tied for that 10th spot. So how do you handle that problem?
Tiebreaker.
Okay.
I don't know who has it. It's Roxanne Rochambeau.
1, 2, 3, yeah, shoot. You're going to Orlando.
In all seriousness, I like what they're doing in Sacramento, and I really like some of their young talent, but here's how you decide which one of them got Zion.
See, that's what it sounds like. That's what Wendy's basically saying. And honestly, like, I love Zion Williamson. I think that we'll be discussing him and his play for years and years to come, maybe a dozen more years. But I got to say this. He doesn't deserve this kind of treatment. Like, you don't have to reverse engineer the entire return of the season so I can watch Zion Williamson catch two alley-oops from Lonzo Ball. Like, Zion's exciting to watch, but I would much rather watch, I don't know, two dozen other players in the NBA. I do not think that Zion deserves this. And there's also another issue that has arose about the return of NBA basketball. And this one I want to ask you about. I need you to draw on your years and years of experience getting traded in the NBA to various different teams. Scott Foster, one of the most prominent referees, said that it's going to be different officiating without fans in the building. Now, Jalen, it seems like fans would make it easier to officiate. You'd be more objective. Maybe the vibe and the energy in the room wouldn't influence you at all. What do you think about this statement from Foster?
See, what you're sleeping on about the vibe and the energy in the room is that you can't hear what the players are saying to the refs. Mm-hmm. You can't hear what the coaches are saying to the refs and the family members and the support staff. The fans drown that out. Now, without them being there and the intensity still being as high, but yet the arena being 25% filled, you're going to see a different level of officials take it personal. More text, not handling disrespect, calling exactly what they see, trying to call it exactly by the book, because they will be under more scrutiny.
Absolutely. And I also think this, one thing that I'm very excited about this bubble that no one's talked about, the bubble format leads opposing teams to watch other games. Kind of like the NCAA tournament when you're in one site. Like, you will see teams that might be seeing a second round matchup watching those two teams' first round games. I love the idea of just panning to LeBron in the crowd while we watch the Clippers and the Pelicans play or whatever. Well, we also have an update on a team that hopefully won't get invited to the bubble, and that is the Washington Wizards. And their star Bradley Beal said this in response to rumors that there was some interest from the Brooklyn Nets that he joined the team. He said the following quote, "When you hear that Kyrie and KD want you, bleep, that's amazing. At the same time, you don't know how much more there is to it or how easy it would be to do. I've put down roots in DC. I've dedicated myself to this town, this community. I love it here, and it would feel great to know I could grind out winning here instead of jumping to another team, but I'd be naive to say that I don't think about it when these stories come up." Interesting. He's got roots in DC, but he said that he thinks about going somewhere else. If I'm a Wizards fan, how confident are you that Bradley Beal will finish
his career? Well, he used the key word. I'm not trying to be jumping. And if he went to the Nets, he will be joining two guys who did just that. And so planting his roots in DC was the overlying message that I got from not only his words, but from his actions. And that's signing an extension, knowing that John Wall was not going to play this year, going out averaging 30-6 and showing that he could be the best player on a playoff caliber squad.
Well, I would sign that extension too. He got paid a lot of money. And just because you sign an extension doesn't mean that you won't get traded. But in terms of this particular deal, I don't see anything on the Nets roster that they could put together in package to bring Bradley Beal to Brooklyn. I just do not see that happening. Jalen, it is time for one of my favorite segments. What's your number? There is a number for everything. You can have my left arm for the right price. And there's a number for everything. We also find out what Jalen's number is for some experiences. And this news is that 86% of people want to go to space. This is a poll put out by NASA. And obviously there's going to be a shuttle launch tomorrow that my son is very interested in. So Jalen, simple question. What is your number to travel to space? How much would it cost to get you into outer space?
So this math makes sense. So 86% represents the majority, and those people look like you. The 14% look like me, the minority. This is cultural, no question about it. So I'm going to go with my number, 14 zillion, to go to space. I'm not going to be able to do it.
You were about unless to say million, and change, then you flipped it to zillion. I have to admit,
y'all going to change my family dynamic forever, and like my generation is going to be like IBM and Apple all put together, McDonald's, the color blue. Like they got to have everything for me to do that. Everything.
I will be. Look at you! Oh, wow, that's one of
Who's
my
that,
favorites.
Dr. Spock,
Klingon. Yeah, close, close. You're close. Name the show that is from. Name it. Go ahead.
Who's that? Chewbacca.
You have no idea. I love you so much. I love you so much. You have no idea what show that is from. You do not watch shows unless they feature black people and black people only. I love you so much, Jalen. When we come back, you wait to hear what Reggie Wayne said about Jalen's lines. I can't wait to share this with Jalen. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Geico has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Thank you so much for watching us on television. When we're not on television, Jalen is constantly complaining to me about what we talk about on the show. So we made a segment where he gets to decide what we discuss. It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, just say hit the brakes. If Ooh, not, me and another man jump Ooh, in the minivan tang. And keep it moving. Jalen, I've got an update on what should be the Lions quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
You're trying to break my heart. We're going to keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. Baby.
I figured. Well, Reggie Wayne had something to say about those very same Lions, and I'm not going to let
Hit
you keep
brakes.
Moving on this one. Reggie Wayne, the Lions asked Reggie Wayne to work out for them, and he did not. And the reason why? You, the Detroit Lions. That was his explanation for not even giving the Lions the respect of a workout. Jalen, where are we as a franchise when Reggie Wayne won't even get on a plane to get paid millions of dollars to wear your uniform? What is happening?
Prime, you started this. Florida Cats, you went to FSU, he went to the U. You know the U is my squad. You know Reggie Wayne is one of my guys. But you know, there was a period of time we were drafting wide receivers basically every year. You remember those years? We drafted a wide receiver every year. So, I mean,
you guys had one of the best wide receivers to ever play the game and force him into early retirement. You had one of the best running backs to ever play the game and you force him into retirement. You know what? This is why I'm a Die Easy fan. You're in a broken, emotionally abusive relationship and you can't even see your own way out of it. You really need to get out of this abusive relationship. It's hurting my feelings at this point. Let's move on to something else. I'm about to get sad. Jalen, a couple football players have gotten so wool during the quarantine. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I want to hit the brakes on this.
I want you to too, because I want to show you these pictures of Derrick Henry and James Conner. They don't even look like people. That's James Conner's back on the left. That is his back. That is a human being, Jalen. What happened to these guys?
That is crazy. James Conner looked like he has angel wings. No waist. Insane.
It's like a flying squirrel.
And Derrick Henry got the Atlas going on. I see why he was running for 180 for like three straight games. And basically they didn't have to pass and they just turned around and handed him the ball and they made it as far as they did.
I'm not tackling anyone that looks like either of those people. Like, I'm just retiring. If I'm a DB and they break through the line and they're headed my direction, I'm just going to pretend that I pulled a hamstring or something. Forget that. Moving on. Jalen, there is a potential super fight in the UFC, and the talks have stalled. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Keep it moving for now.
I'm hitting the brakes on this one. Thank you.
All right.
I'm hitting the brakes on this one because the talks have stalled because Francis Ngannou, right, who is a giant, terrifying human being. He is so giant and terrifying that no one wants to fight him. He ended his last fight in like 25 seconds. And John Bone Jones, one of the biggest draws in the entire sport, they try to set up a fight between him and Ngannou. Do you know what Bone said? He asked for all the money. He's like, you want me to fight him? You're going to have to overpay me and then overpay me again and overpay everybody that deals with me because I don't want to get in the ring. This is a sly move from him. Because he's like, he knows he's not going to win that fight. No one wants to take a fight against Ngannou. So what do? You just raise the price so high that you don't have to step in the ring. And if they do actually pay you that kind of money, it's worth it. You go in, you get beat up, you take your lumps, and you come out rich. I don't want to fight Ngannou. No one wants to fight Ngannou. It's going to be crazy, the next person to fight Francis Ngannou. But he is exciting to watch. Also exciting to watch this high school phenom, Mikey Williams. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
You know what? I want to hit the brakes on this.
First of all, I respect anybody who stays with the Y at the end of their name into their teens, like the Dannys and the Mikeys and the Ronnies of the world. So let's check in on Mikey Williams. Look at this move. Boom.
Ooh.
So, look, he dunked on him. But, Jalen, there's something I want to talk to you about. Because they have a lot of these videos on the internet. How do you feel about the, all right, I'm going to run in and dunk, and you're going to run up and try to block the shot, not even in the context of basketball, just some weird little one-on-one thing that people do for the internet. How do you feel about this?
That's like a punching bag. That's how I see it. A human being just acting as such. Really giving you some practice, giving you some reps, giving you some body-to-body contact without the clock running, without the scoreboard, without the fans. But I wouldn't be that guinea pig. I'm not going to be able to do it.
It just feels very for the gram for me. You know what I mean? It's not basketball. Someone's kind of just jumping up to get posterized. You rarely see the person actually contend the shot or block it. It's just very much like an Instagram generational basketball performance. And Jalen, when we come back, we have an important update on a gentleman that you love that's about to get immortalized with a statue. We'll tell you who that is when we come back in 2 minutes. Stick around. You got to give the people what they want. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is Friday, but it is a very special Friday because it is the birthday of one of my favorite basketball players, Carmelo Anthony. Now, we spoke with Dame Lillard earlier this week, and he all but guaranteed that Carmelo Anthony would come back. And Jalen, while we celebrate Anthony because it is his birthday, my question for you is this. We saw what he did in Portland. He was great. He was played great. Like, honestly, he's averaging something in the teens, and he won some games, hit some game winners. Why do you think he was out of the league for as long as he was based on what we saw in Portland?
Because as you get older in the league, you got to be able to reinvent yourself and age gracefully. And each time he moved from New York, he said the wrong thing publicly. When he was in Oklahoma City, it was a joke at the podium that they considered bringing him off the bench. And so now you start to plant that in GM's minds that we don't want to have a guy 11 through 15 on the roster, yet after each game, the media coming to his locker asking him why isn't he playing. That can become a distraction. And so now you go to Houston. That was never a good fit because he's not a guy that's going to shoot 10 three-point shots a game. You know, like you just said, it's one of your favorite players. So therefore, he likes to operate mid-range and mix up his game. And when that didn't work and you got a chance to play with PG and Russ and then you got a chance to play with Harden, people automatically assume there's something wrong with you and you must be done. And so that's what got him out of the league. And then Portland, who was desperate, had some injuries, brought him in, and now he has staying power, reinventing himself, and now his ending going to look a lot different.
Well, I will say this in regards to the Portland Trail Blazers. With Nurkic back and Collins back and CJ and Dame and Carmelo, that team is one of the best 29 and 37 teams I have seen in my entire life. Like, they are a better team than their record, and if the league allows them an opportunity to sort of play their way into the playoffs, they could make a very dangerous first-round matchup for some of the top teams in the Western Conference. Jalen, you love a lot of things. Your family, hip-hop, lobsters, but you love nothing more than statues. And we have some statue news. Jalen, I know you love statues, and you are not just the senior statue analyst here at ESPN. You are the senior statue analyst of the world, and the latest person to be immortalized in statue is a gentleman by the name of Prince. My simple question for you is, what should Prince's statue look like, and should it be all purple?
It should be all purple. He should have one hand up and his other hand under his nose like, ow!
I'm sorry. Can you say that again, please? No, I'm sorry. I did something wrong with my connection. Can you say that again, please? I couldn't hear you. Thank you so much for watching Jalen Jacoby. We'll be back Monday at 4 o'clock. Dan Levitard and Highly Questionable is next.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
We always say that we give the people what they want. Part of that is exclusive podcast content. And Jalen, I just want to say to you, great job this week, man. Dame Lillard on the show, DeAndre Hopkins on the show. Just two great guests, two very articulate, well-spoken, thoughtful athletes. Just two great, upstanding young men. And man, I just want to spend more time with them, Jay. I want to spend more time with them.
Dame Lillard, an all-pro that's going to lead his team to the playoffs each year, continued to re-sign in Portland and dedicated himself that he was going to take the Dirk route and try to win at least one with the squad that drafted him. And DeAndre Hopkins, we talked about him all season, regardless to who was throwing him the ball before Deshaun Watson, with Deshaun Watson, now with Kyler Murray, we feel like he's not only the number one receiver in the game, but just one of the top overall players. Both of those guys also care about their community. They're socially and politically active, and we're definitely going to make sure that we bring them back on the program to come represent.
So, Jalen, there's something that I really want to talk to you about that we need to discuss a little bit more in depth, and that is something that my son Quincy Jacoby is extremely interested in, and that is the SpaceX launch, okay? So we haven't had an American shuttle go into outer space that is manned, or I didn't say manned. Manned isn't the right word. That has astronauts inside of it. We haven't had one for decades. We've been basically hitching rides on Russian spaceships. So this is going to be one of the first, but this is going to be a private thing, and they're eventually going to have actual, like, tourism. People that can go into space and pay money to go up there. So, Jalen, do you think this will catch on?
Not at all. Why would you pay money to go up there when we haven't been up there on our own in decades? That don't even make sense.
No.
You just said that we had to hitch a ride. Initially, we had to hitch a ride with Russia. Now, we don't need to. Now, it ain't no layover. You think I want to come ride with y'all? I'm not going to be able to do it.
So, Jalen, I think that this might be cultural, but is – it's hiking.
Definitely.
Hiking might be cultural, right? But when you get up to the top of that mountain, right?
Hiking's
not cultural?
Cultural.
Oh, no. You're a hiker? Are you hiking?
No, let me give you the distinction. Weather. All of those cold things, those are you guys.
Oh, the cold hiking is cultural. Copy that. If it's snow.
Yeah,
if there's snow involved, it's cultural. That's fair. That's very fair.
Exactly.
But I'm getting somewhere
with this. That's all you guys.
I'm getting somewhere with this. When you hike up to the top of a mountain and you get there and you just, it's a breathtaking view of the valley and you see the treetops and perhaps it's some fall foliage in New England. It's just one of the most beautiful sights you can ever imagine as a human being, right? But it wears off real quick. Like after about 2 minutes, like I'm like, ah, good, saw it, got the picture, I'm good, I'm leaving now. And that's how I feel about space travel. It'll be so cool when you get up there and you look out the window and you look down at Earth and you just realize how small and insignificant we all are. But after about 5 minutes, I'm like, I'm good. Like, I want to go home and eat a snack and sit on my couch.
Well, how about this? You underestimating the more important fact. How long does this take? I think you underestimating that.
Hours,
how long it takes to get
hours and
there?
Hours.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay,
I don't know where there is. There is no there. Like, once you're in space, like, there's no destination.
Well, you're the one telling me about what's happening in orbit and in space, so I'm asking you. You're the expert. How long does it take?
It takes... I'm just going
to
throw a number out there. 6 hours.
There?
6 hours.
I take longer than that.
But there's nowhere to go. Like, I mean, I'd ask the driver, I'll be like, so where are we going? They'll be like, I don't know, space. Like, there's no street signs. There's no cities.
There's no
destinations. You're like, you're just out there floating. No, thank you.
But you're making my point. So how many people are willing to be on a space shuttle for like 24 hours or something?
Oh, it's longer than 24 hours. I think the whole trip is like 3 days.
Right. We can't even survive without a phone signal.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to, like, you're going to be like, you know what? I got to check my mentions. You know what I'm saying? I got to do this update on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I
got
to do some
see how many likes
emails.
I got. See how many likes I got in that picture of my butt.
Yeah. Hey, go through the comments.
Get me back down there. I think they have wireless.
But 36 straight hours.
They must.
Using
if they're in space, if you have technology to get me into space. If I left Earth's atmosphere, I better have a strong wireless signal. I want lots of bars. I better have like 5G strong
wireless
signal. If you put me in space,
they won't let us drink, and that's another problem.
Oh, that's a good point.
And
they don't have United first class lay flat seating when they bring you a glass of wine before takeoff. You and SpaceX.
Come on, man.
Yeah, part of air travel is having a couple beverages while you up there, right?
Correct.
Like that
Correct.
Is part of air travel. And then you want me to spend how much?
Not
I'm putting
be able
mid
to
five
do
figures
it.
Out there, and
Not
I'm gonna get a nice glass
it.
Of Pinot with
Elon
my trip.
Elon can have that.
We're good. We're good on Elon. You know, I think that Jeannie Rose, one of my favorite people on the planet, big shout to Jeannie Rose. Love Jeannie Rose so
yes,
much.
Indeed.
She did something great. She brought the human species the name Jalen. And Elon Musk also brought the human species a unique name. But it might not catch on the same. Did you see what he named his child?
No. What did he
name? I'm going to look it up because I don't want to get it wrong. But it's like Jalen. I think we could definitely call it a unisex name. I will read it to you once I find it. Oh, here we go. It is XAEX-XII. Oh, no. It was XAEA-12, but then it moved to XAEA-XII. Do you think that's one going to catch on like Jalen did?
That will never catch on. And if I was the young person, I would feel some type of way about it. But since he's going to leave his family so much more money than they can ever counterspend, you can name me whatever you want. I can change it anytime I get ready. You know, it's fine. So, all right.
I got a quick personal story. The quick personal story for the podcast listeners, because you know what? Like on TV, they don't care about me. They just want to hear Jalen talk about football or whatever. But on the podcast, we let people behind a curtain on our lives. And one of my son, I love my son so much. That's my guy, right? He's about to turn 70 in a couple days. You know, we got him some birthday presents he's excited about. But one of my favorite things about my son is he gets mad because he orders stuff on Amazon. It takes too long to get there. So he hates Jeff Bezos. He's decided that he hates Jeff Bezos. That is his villain. That is the Jerry Krause to his Michael Jordan. He hates Jeff Bezos so much. And he says that he's going to get $1 trillion together so he can buy Amazon in a hostile takeover. My man is already a corporate shark.
That.
You know
Vision.
What? Like he might. I don't think he's gonna play in the NBA, but he could own a team. He's gonna buy Jeff Bezos. I just love the idea that my 7-year-old son hates Jeff Bezos more than anybody else on the planet. That is my guy, Uncle Jalen. We gonna come up and visit you? Can we come up and visit you at the house? Run around a little bit.
Do that. Yes. Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
I know you got a lot of time this weekend. I know you got a lot of time this weekend. I know you got a lot of time this weekend. So what are you gonna do this weekend? Because I know you may or may not have some alone time. You know what I mean? And I know that's important to you. You're gonna rewatch Power.
Grill.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna be on that grill. Back to the grill again. I'm trying to get my menu in order. I'm getting my menu in order.
You make it sound like you're gonna launch something. Like what do you mean menu in order? Are you gonna start a restaurant? Like what does menu in order mean?
I'm not launching anything, but it's like playing music or DJing. Like. There's a level of professionalism and presentation I want to have when I show people that I'm cooking them dishes and how to make sides. And like these shows that y'all watch on TV, they stopping down. Y'all not seeing everything. So I got to make sure that it's set up right. Like it take a minute. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Eating good, relaxing, whatever sports is on, I'm going to be watching and just, you know, enjoying life. Enjoying life.
You know what? You know, we've been in here in Manhattan, in the epicenter of the epidemic, every single day, three little kids stuck in an apartment. We decided to get out the city. So we rented a little crib. I'm going to go out there. And you know what that crib has, Jalen Rose? A pool. Do you know what's right next to the pool? Ooh. A grill. And I'm going to be on the grill this weekend, too, because I miss the grill so much. I love New York City. My favorite place to live in the whole entire world. That's just my opinion. Greatest city in the world. That's my opinion. But I'll say this is one thing you miss when you live in New York. No grill. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to stop in the butcher on the way, and I'm going to get some fresh meats. I don't even care what animal they come from. I don't even care what animal it is. It's just going to be dead, and I'm going to put it on the grill. I'm going to season it, and I'm going to cook it, and I'm going to eat it with my hands.
Shirt off.
I can't wait.
Sweating.
Oh, yeah. Belly out. Drinking a Bud Light from the can. I'm a shotgun a Bud Light this weekend. You know, I think shotgunning beers is cultural too. I saw a video of my guy, Scottie Pippen. I love Scottie Pippen, but I think it was Pat McAfee. I feel like Pat McAfee is the person. He seems like the person that this is. I love Pat. And I think it was Scottie Pippen shotgunning his first beer. Have you ever shotgunned a beer in your life, Jay?
No, because I don't like to drink beer that fast. And if it's cold and you drink it that fast, it give me a headache.
Oh, man. Man, I can't wait till we get to hang out again. I can't wait till we can hang out again without
See, here's the difference. Here's the difference. You guys drink beer like over your left shoulder, like the Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
We drink beer like Billy D, Coke 45, smooth.
One of my favorite things about Los Angeles is a drink called a michelada. You know what I mean? So michelada is not a big Northeast thing, not a big Midwest thing. But you go to SoCal, order up a michelada. I remember the first time I ordered Jalen Rose a michelada, Jalen, not a big beer guy. Not a big beer guy. Ordered him a Michelada. He tasted it. He looked at me and he smiled. He goes, what is this? And if you don't know what a Michelada is, I'm not sure I'm saying it right. I think I am. If you don't know what a Michelada is, make sure you go and get one. Just to have that experience, because it is fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic.
And everybody, also to anybody that can hear our voices, wear a mask. I know that you're seeing some powerful individuals not wearing masks and trying to downplay the significance. Hopefully in 2 weeks we don't have another uptick in people that have been affected by coronavirus. When you're out and about, wear a mask. Protect yourself. Protect the people around you. I'm not giving you any political advice. Vote and wear a mask. Just do those two things.
That ain't much. That vote and wear a mask. Express your rights in a democratic society and try not to kill your friends. That's all. Try not to kill other people with your own. We're not asking for much.
Socially distance.
Try not to kill other people. Try not to kill other people.
Don't be like Lake Ozark last weekend when I'm seeing people champagne and campaigning. Like,
and I understand.
You guys not understand?
I was listening to a podcast that had like a psychologist on, and they're talking about how this virus is very abstract for people. You know, we live in the New York City area, and this virus is very real to us. And I lost a family member and multiple dozen, at least a dozen people I know have gotten the virus. Some have been hospitalized, and this is very much not an abstract, but a very real impact of this virus on my life personally. But the psychologist is saying that there's a lot of people that just haven't been impacted like that in rural areas and areas where the virus hasn't gotten yet. And to them, it's an abstract concept. It's something that's not there yet. And just let me tell you, as someone who's lived through it and lost people, is it'll feel abstract until you stop respecting the social distancing, until you stop respecting the mask wearing, and until you stop respecting the 6 feet rules and the handshaking and the coughing, because that's when it becomes very real. So if it feels abstract to you, like someone else's problem, treat it like it is your problem, because it will become your problem unless you treat it as such. That felt very serious to end Friday's show on, Jalen Rose. That felt very serious.
Well, the one thing is that we are here to inform, and we respect our audience, and so we just want them to protect themselves and enjoy the weekend.
So, Jalen, I'm gonna take everybody behind a curtain. Every time we do the podcast exclusive, because you know ESPN wants us to promote other podcasts, our producer Demetrius makes sure that I shout out other podcasts, Bomani Jones, The Right Time, and Mina Kimes and The Daily Show. My question for you is, do you think they have to shout out our podcast? Like, I'm going to listen to Bomani's show, and I want to hear if their producers in their ear talking about, make sure you shout out Jalen and Jacoby. But listen, I love Bomani's show. The Right Time is one of the dopest podcasts we have. And also Mina Kimes, The Daily. I'm jealous of Mina Kimes, The Daily. Those numbers are up. She's doing a great job with that show every single day, Monday through Friday. But I have a question, Jalen. If I listen to The Daily tomorrow, I'm sorry, Monday, are they going to give me a shout out at the end of the show? I don't think so.
Not at all.
I don't think so.
At all.
We are still a Pop the Trunk production. We love our podcast podcast listeners.
Quiet as can. We're a Pop the Trunk production, but they're using our audience. I ain't mad
either. Good for them. You know? Good for them. I love Mina.
Those are peeps.
And you know what? Let me just say something that's kind of sad.
I was just on with Mina last week. And both
Let me say something that's kind of sad is I miss my colleagues, you know? Kayla and Zuriel and the Katie Nolan staff and the High Noon staff and the First Take staff and the Get Up staff and my man, Vinny, the security guard. You know what I mean? Yeah, JC, everybody at the Seaport. Like, I just miss the interactions, because working at the Seaport studios, now that I haven't done it for a while, I took it for granted. Like, it really was kind of like one of those ESPN Sports Center commercials. Yeah, like Brandon. It was one of them Sports Center commercials. Like, you see like Pablo and Bomani arguing with Stephen A while he's walking to do his radio show, you know, and then Max Kellerman comes around the corner and Greeny's, you know, getting special facial products, you know, put into his skin. It was just great. I miss the Seaport so much. And I know that no one that works there listens to this podcast, but if you are, I miss you. And Jalen, I miss you too, man. Am I gonna see your face soon?
ASAP, holla at your boy.
We'll be back on Monday. Make sure you DVR the show. We're on a new network. We're on ESPN now. So just do us a favor. DVR the show. Season pass, DVR the show. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.